This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, July 28th, brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. The U.S. corn crop's good to excellent condition rating dropped a point last week. Soybeans' good to excellent rating increased by 2 points. That's according to the USDA's Ag Statistics Service weekly crop progress report released this afternoon. Acres of corn silking pegged at 76%. That's a point ahead of last year and a point below the five-year average. Corn crop in the dough stage estimated at 26%. That's 2 points behind last year, but it's also 2 points ahead of the five-year average. The Ag Statistics Service estimating that 73% of the corn crop was good to excellent, a point below last week, but 5 points ahead of last year. 7% of the crop was rated poor to very poor, up a point from last week, but below 9% last year. Pennsylvania's crop's 89% good to excellent, and Iowa 87%. Soybeans blooming pegged at 76% of acreage, a point ahead of last year. It's even with the five-year average. 41% of the soybean crop setting pods. That's behind both last year and the five-year average of 1 point. NASS estimating 70% of soybeans good to excellent, 2 points better than last week, 3 points ahead of last year. 6% of soybeans poor to very poor, down a point. As for the crop, Iowa's rated 82% good to excellent, but Louisiana leads the pack at 89% good to excellent. Winter wheat harvest moved ahead another 7 points last week, now 80% done. Spring wheat has 92% of acres headed, a point behind last year, 3 points behind the five-year average. NASS estimates that 49% of the spring wheat crop was in good to excellent condition nationwide, down 3 points from last week. The U.S. Grains Council encouraged to hear that a trade deal between the U.S. and European Union has come to pass. U.S. Department of Agriculture Secretary Brooke Garland says the EU will buy $750 billion in U.S. energy, including ethanol. The EU threatened earlier that 25% tariffs on U.S. corn, 30% tariffs on U.S. sorghum. Reports now say the EU has agreed to zero tariffs on some ag products, but they've not provided a list of specific commodities at this time. The U.S. and EU trade deal announced over the weekend had little effect on grain futures today. Focus stayed on weather and crop growing areas that is seen as supportive for maturing crops. Ample moisture came over the weekend, more moisture in the forecast, as well as some cooler temperatures moving out of July and into August. Top trade officials from China and the United States launched a new round of talks today in a bid to ease tensions over tariffs between the world's two biggest national economies. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and Chinese Vice Premier He Lifeng were meeting at the offices of Sweden's Prime Minister for 2 days of talks that Bessent has said will likely lead to an extension of current tariff levels. Other possible outcomes will be scrutinized. Analysts say the talks could set the stage for a possible meeting between U.S. President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping later this year. U.S.-China trade talks are the third this year, nearly 4 months after Trump upended global trade with sweeping tariff proposals, including an import tax that shot up to 145% on Chinese goods. China retaliated with tariffs at 125% against U.S. goods. Today's Job Time is brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. U.S. sugar policy is critical to American food security. U.S. sugar policy allows American farmers and sugar producers to keep grocery store shelves stocked with all-natural, American-made sugar, supports more than 151,000 jobs, and contributes $23.3 billion in annual economic activity. Learn more at sugaralliance.org. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.